Commissioner Fish has invited a couple of people to testify, and they've been waiting very patiently. I'd like to move item 113 next, please.
Authorize a special appropriation grant agreement with Vanport Mosaic in an amount not to exceed $40,000 to expand the Vanport Mosaic 2017 Festival.
Thank you, Mayor. And I'm going to ask Mary Helen Kincaid to introduce the panel and to tee this up. But just a quick background. Today, we are officially awarding a $40,000 grant from our special appropriations process to the Vanport Mosaic Festival. And I want to do a little subliminal advertisement for continuing the special appropriation process through the next budget cycle, Mayor. This is subliminal.
I second that motion.
Okay, I think we now have the votes. Carla, would you call the roll? Okay. So this is a big year for Vanport. It's the 75th anniversary of the building of Vanport, which was built in 1942. And that's interesting because we normally focus on another event, which is the 70th anniversary of the destruction of Vanport with the 1948 flood. Colleagues, as you know, at its peak, Vanport was Oregon's second largest city with over 40,000 residents, and I believe it was the most diverse city in the state of Oregon. The Vanport Mosaic Festival is back for a second year. It'll take place over 4 days, May 26th to May 29th, and it's a chance to educate Portlanders about the great history of Vanport and to celebrate that history and the survivors through art and public events. And today, Damaris Webb and Mary Helen Kincaid are here to accept the grant and to tell us about this year's festival. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm Mary Helen Kincaid, and I often come here and testify on things that are contentious. And today, this is really a happy day. I don't have to talk about demolition or deconstruction or any of those kinds of things. So this was an example of how good ideas happen when really smart, caring people get together. Damaris and Laura Laforte, who couldn't be here today, and Renee Mitchell had a great idea to collaborate to bring back the memories of those people that we don't have and they aren't being recorded. And I believe this is an opportunity for us to learn from those memories. As Commissioner Fish said, it was the second largest city. It was the largest housing project in the nation at the time. And that was 75 years ago. Today, there's a golf course, PIR, and Delta Park, and one small, about 10 by 20 foot patch of asphalt is all that's left of Vanport. So the memories and the history are all in the minds and the hearts of the people that lived there. And they're doing an excellent job of recording those and bringing to light some of the struggles that people go through. We're doing that same thing today, and we witnessed that with people's concerns about housing and displacement and what's going to happen. And I don't know that we should not, and I believe we should, connect the lessons that we've learned. At the time of the flood, when the berm and the railroad berm broke, 18,000 people were homeless within 24 hours. Where did they go? What happened to them? And then that all leads into the history of the Albina District and the Soul District. There, we want to know who lived there, who was born there, who went to school there. Portland State College has its roots there. That's where it began. And that history is rich for the city. And this Vanport Mosaic is putting all of that together for us. And so I've been advocating probably the last 6 months of my work with them is this isn't just Vanport. It's the city of Portland Mosaic with a historical bent. Kaiser did some great innovations when they built that. They brought out a whole new form of healthcare. Child care became something. I forget the man's name that was the school superintendent. First integrated school in the city of Portland. Hired the first African-American woman as a teacher. Just recently, Damaris produced and directed Left Hook, which was a play about the boxing culture in the city of Portland and Albina and how it got its start at the Knott Street Gym, which is now in the Matt Dishman Center, which operates by an almost totally volunteer man that boxed there, has connections in the community, gets no funding from the city, rich in history, and basically goes hat to hand to collect money so that kids can go there and learn and have community. We need to do better with that, and they've connected with the Mosaic, Vanport Mosaic Project. There's all other kinds of connection there. There's the Don't Shoot Portland, Black Panthers, Black Lives Matter, Vancouver Avenue Baptist Church, a historic building that just got, the Irvington Covenant Church, all kinds of people. And what I found and how I got involved was to sort of, actually my official job title is resource engineer. It kind of came up with try to find all these connection points and put them together to do good things. How do we get all those people together? And Laura Laforte just recently said, there are so many people contacting us, we can't do all the work. And so this appropriations grant is really, really beneficial to help support and provide a structure. I don't know the exact figures, but last year I would say 95% of all the work was volunteer work. The contacting work that we had to pay for, the food for what I think is a premier event, is a reunion dinner for all the former residents and their families, and they gather people together and let them reminisce about their days. Stories from last year, schoolmates that hadn't seen each other since sixth grade and they're 80 years old. Memories of who was so-and-so's boyfriend and girlfriend from 80-year-old people. It was fantastic. This year, the U of O and Portland Community Media, that's now Bright Lights?
Open Signal.
Okay, sorry. Open Signal have renovated a 60s Airstream trailer into a mobile video recording studio, and it'll be on site at all the events to record those. That costs money. That, you know, we're generating that. So this grant is really going to support a lot of efforts that are going to preserve and discover the history of Portland. And so I can hardly wait for all the great stories. Port of Portland's giving us three buses to do an inside-the-fence bus tour because the people that live there can't walk a mile and a half to see what was there. So I can hardly wait for the first person to point out the window and say, that's where I lived, that's where I went to school, so that we can record those things and hopefully we'll learn some lessons of how we can handle people that don't have housing so that they don't have memories and they aren't forgotten.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mary Helen. I'm Damaris Webb, and you've done a wonderful job of capturing some of the festival, but I also want to say thank you for this appropriations grant because it's also allowing us to expand our programming beyond just the festival. And as we witnessed and we know, housing, homelessness, displacement, and also it's interesting when we point to discovering the stories because the stories have been here, we just haven't been listening, right? So I feel that as a co-director of the Vanport Mosaic, our main intent, although we are artist-led, we're community-driven. And the mosaic expands to all the entry points coming in to the history of the Pacific Northwest, as well as all of the richness of the stories of the Pacific Northwest. So we're trying to place ourselves in a kind of grassroots community organizing situation and then bringing that back to, I'd say, the dominant paradigm so that we can learn from where we've been so that we can more richly and more diversely decide where we're going to go. So thank you for supporting us in doing this.
Thank you so much.
And just one thing that I left out, I'm kind of looking at the notes I scratched in the car driving here. Last year, Commissioner Fritz opened the festival at the Interstate Firehouse Center, where they'll have dramatic readings, and Commissioner Bish closed the ceremony. And I think they both experienced the great craftsmanship that went into the festival. And so I'm Commissioner Udaly and Mayor Wheeler, I'm inviting you. I wanted to do it in person first, but I'll send it to your staff to put it on your schedule because there might be an event or all the events that you want to attend.
All of them.
Could you tell people at home what the dates are this year, please?
Yes. The dates are the – we have some cards to share as well. And you can look – it's always Memorial Day weekend, which is the anniversary of the flood. And our website is www.vanportmosaic.org. So you can find out about our programming throughout the year as well as for the festival Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you.
And I have more cards, so if anybody wants one, you know how to find me, and you can put them in your office. So.
Fantastic. Thank you. Thanks. You both. Okay. Is there any further testimony, Carla, on this item?
I did not have a sign-up sheet.
Call the roll, please. Oh, I'm sorry. There's people who want to testify. Come on up. We are running behind now due to the protest earlier, so I'm going to limit it to 2 minutes, please.
That's okay. I just want to say Vanport's a great thing. I learned last year that it was Vanport means Vancouver, Portland. There was a great my grandfather in World War II. My roots are from Colorado, farm people. One thing about making ships to help England or something in the Second World War, women built these ships. They became welders. In countries like Japan, women were not allowed to do things like that. And we mobilized women in a workforce. We also brought African Americans here from the South to have shipyard jobs. We all could work together. There was daycare there. There was health care. And then, of course, the flood shows sometime that nature's probably more powerful than a lot of things, you know, in 1948. But it's a great lesson to be learned as a late lesson about history, about the history of the First and the Second World War, and how there was a role there for a better society at that time that we're still trying to have right now.
Thank you, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. For the record, my name is Charles Bridge Crane Johnson. And I think that, you know, in this time of increasing, from some angles, polarization about race and immigration and in-country migration, when we remember what was supposedly the greatest generation, that is the time when Vanport happened and much of Portland was not so great about assisting the victims of that tragedy and dealing with everyone equitably and fairly. By 1948, when a racism that's still part of Oregon culture was causing complications for the victims of the Vanport flood. Some Americans had only been out of internment camps for a few years. So when we had the Women's March and hundreds of thousands, 100,000 or maybe people marched, there was a lot of concern as that was being planned about intersectionality. So I think another area for intersectionality is when on the one hand we have this, I think, not so constructive greatest generation idea, is to also look at the intersectionality between the Japanese Americans who were interned while we were trying to bring workers to the Port of Portland and realize that we have made progress, but there's still a ways to go. Thanks, y'all.
Thank you, sir. Morning.
My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice, and I object to lowering the time for citizens to testify to this. We are in favor of this, and we're excited about it. However, there is a dark side to this, and we're a little bit concerned about that. So when you do this funding, do you have any mechanism that says, you know, this was a disaster on a very large scale? As we heard, it was our second largest city. But we were coming out of the concept that African Americans were not allowed in Oregon. We had an actual law that said you could not come to Oregon. And what happened to that city? And how did it happen? And why didn't it happen someplace else? Those are all interesting questions that came up, but we do support it. We support it because we need to know. And all we're saying to you is be honest on the histories. And everything that we heard here today was very positive. This was not a positive experience. People lost their homes. They died. This was not something to celebrate. Yet here today, we are celebrating it. So my brain gets a little tangled on these value systems. So I'm asking you, if you're going to give our money to any cause, would you please ask pertinent questions and say to them, they have history down here. In that history, do you have what happened and why? And what's the connection, as Charlie said, to the Japanese internment? It happened at the same time or very close to it. It's connected. Thank you.
Thank you. Carla, please call the roll.
Fritz.
Well, thank you, Commissioner Fish, for pulling this from the consent agenda. It is an important item, and I do also agree with you that the special appropriation system that Mayor Hale set up last year is a much better model than when I first started on the council in 2009, when we had lots of special appropriations for various different things. Over the course of Mayor Adams's administration and then Mayor Hale's, the things that we really wanted to keep as an ongoing part of our budget, like the Vos Workers Center and some of the other Future Connect and other such things, are now part of the ongoing budget, so that we had fewer special appropriations requests. But still, it was up to people who knew a particular commissioner or mayor to come in and say, I'd like to put this in the budget, and then there wasn't really a way to look at which ones should be funded. So instead, last year, Mayor Hale set up $1 million in a special appropriations fund, and then the council offices all sent staff, obviously not the council members, because that would be a quorum and a private meeting, but the staff looked at all the applications and decided what were the most meritorious in looking at what had been done before or what was proposed to be done. So it's a much more fair opportunity for everybody to ask for that special appropriations money, and I'm very grateful that the Vanport Mosaic was one of them. I think anyone who went to the festival last year would have no question about its veracity in telling the real story of Vanport in multiple different ways. Damaris Webb, who taught me a very good lesson in telling me Damaris rhymes with glamorous. And so I've realized that, you know, to help people remember things, you have something like that, and I don't think I will ever say your name incorrectly again. So, and also I know who you are because of your involvement in that. Thank you, Mary Helen Kincaid. You were very much an integral partner to the whole system last year. And I love your title of resource engineer. That's essentially what a lot of grassroots activists are doing, is just engineering and making connections between community folks who then all work together for really wonderful things. I have heard a suggestion that we should rename Delta Park for the Vanport. And so as the Parks Commission, I don't know why it's called Delta Park in the first place. Or it wasn't Delta Park in the first place. It was Vanport in the first place. But I think that's a conversation that we need to have to look at. Could we stimulate for the rest of the year, not just on Memorial Day weekend? Could we get our children asking, why is that called that? So anyway, I'm very going to be very open to having that discussion, and thank you very much for all of your work in the community. Aye.
Fish?
Commissioner Fritz, I second your effort in considering renaming Delta Park. And I think a public process is warranted to explore that, but I think it's a splendid idea. To Damaris Webb and to Mary Helen Kincaid, thank you for joining us today. And I'll just add that, to me, what you are doing represents the best of our city. I'll call it the Spirit of Portland, and that may be why this year we awarded you the Spirit of Portland Award. So thank you for your service, and please give our regards to Laura Loforti and the rest of the team. Aye.
You, Daly?
I'm thrilled to get to support this special appropriation. I learned about the Vanport flood in 1998 through a zine, which is where I learned many interesting details about our city. At the time, Vanport had really been reduced to a rumor or a legend. It was extraordinary that such a catastrophic event that affected almost 20,000 people in our community had largely been forgotten. So I was honored to get to present art show 3 years ago by a Vanport survivor, Peggy Ball. It was called Kinship Stories, Remember the Native North Portland, and it was through her that I really got to learn firsthand what life was like and, you know, what that event, impact the event had on the community. So I'll third Commissioner Fritz's suggestion of renaming the park, and aye.
Wheeler.
I thought this was a great presentation. Thank you, Commissioner Fish. And I want to thank you for coming in and sharing your stories and sharing a little bit about the Vanport Mosaic Festival, which will be coming up on May 26th through 29th. I think it's exciting. It's great. Add me to the list of people who wonder why there isn't more of a direct reference to Vanport, given that that is the historic location of Vanport, where Delta Park currently is located. So, yeah, let's start that process and see where it takes us. Aye, the ordinance is adopted.
May I just have a point of information? We do have parks naming and renaming processes. And so when we have a new park, we always go through a process to have the community make recommendations on what to call it. You have to come up to the microphone, otherwise people at home can't hear you.
Bill behaved to testify. Senator Jackie Winters is working on a state effort to get an I-5 sign put on I-5 that says Historic Vanport Site. And there's also efforts to make it the entire site a National Historic Site. There's a state Oregon historical marker number 102 right there at the entrance to PIR. And so there's a lot of interest in the recognition. But as we can guess, there's a lot of regulations and public process to go through to do that. The other piece of that is we're working with Commissioner Fish's staff on a proclamation that we'll bring back, because last year there was a city proclamation for the city, so that'll be yet another recognition. And we're hoping that we'll be able to coordinate that with the state. So all of those things are all because of 1 year of work with Vanport Mosaic, so I think that's good to keep on the record.
And so I just wanted to make it clear that I'm hearing conversations in the community. It wasn't my idea.
No.
And I'm always interested in looking for community suggestions. Renaming a park is very it's a major undertaking, because people sometimes have connections. And yet in certain instances like this, perhaps Custer Park and others should be considered for renaming. So I'm very much willing to be engaged in that as the community conversation bubbles up. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Carla, could you please call the next?